Activity fees have gone up twice in 2 years in Petersburg's middle and high schools. Petersburg Indian Association Tribal Council President Tracy Welch says the council decided to put some of the $50,000 from Search to help families cover the costs of sports and other activities.
$300 for each high school student, $200 for each middle school student, and $100 for each elementary school student. And that can be applied to a variety of things, to their school fees, activity fees, swim club, the dance studio, Devil's Club, shooters. So all you have to do is come up and show your current enrollment card.
For enrolled tribal members, PIA will write a check to the school. Families may apply the funds to activities that aren't strictly physical, like Quiz Bowl. Welch says by distributing the grant this way, PIA is tackling another of its goals.
One of the things that we've been working on over the past few years is updating our tribal enrollment list, because that mysteriously went missing a few years ago.
Welch says good enrollment information can help the organization win other grants. A similar program will award $200 to seniors who verify or update their enrollment. Those funds are supposed to go toward utility or residential costs. And some of the money is going toward an event happening August 11th through the 14th.
The first kids' culture camp in Petersburg in many, many years that I'm aware of.
Kids ages 8 through 14 will be traveling up the Stikine River. Those 7 and under can go as long as they're accompanied by a parent or guardian. There will also be an adult culture camp in Petersburg during the Rainforest Festival, also supported by the Search money. About 40 miles away across Kuprinoff Island, the organized village of Cake is instituting another hodgepodge of programs under the broad theme of wellness. The OVK put part of the award towards Cake's kids and adult culture camps. And Tribal Council President Joel Jackson will use some of the money to get firewood and fish to community members at no cost.
I've done that all my life. My late wife, she'd say, "Why do you put up so much fish?" I said, "You know why I do it, because in the wintertime I go and give it away."
By purchasing fuel, snacks, and chainsaws for the free firewood, Jackson's hoping to get younger people involved. He says tribal leaders are also planning to purchase a flake ice machine to support subsistence fishing, as well as equipment for community sea otter tanning.
My cousin actually has a tannery up there right behind his house, and he's tanning sea otters and sewing vests, throws, and blankets, you know, and stuff like that, making trapper's hats and mittens, and he's doing pretty good. Charges a lot, but it's all handmade. He hardly uses any chemicals. It's pretty green.
Jackson says his cousin's going to help set up a sewing room and tannery in the old cannery, which is a historic landmark the OVK plans to turn into a market and tourist attraction.
Hopefully start a little cottage industry, people that want to do it.
Jackson says funds for the sewing machines would come from a different grant, not Search's. The wellness money also brought a water safety trainer and a set of plastic kayaks to the village. The kayaks have already been used at a couple of events. Jackson says the OVK may rent those out in the future. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.